To see some of Larry C. Price's images from Africa, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Bangladesh, and to link to his photo essays and documentary, visit our website at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. This is WYSO Weekend on WYSO. Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. Up next, your chance to walk in the steps of Charles Lindbergh, Henry Ford, and Thomas Edison, and, of course, Dayton's own Wright brothers. On April 24th, Dayton History will hold its highly anticipated annual open house at Hawthorne Hill. The Hilltop Oakwood Mansion has been wonderfully preserved, and this past week I had the honor of touring the home with Alex Heckman, Outreach Coordinator for Dayton History. Adding to that honor and providing some more intimate details on his ancestors, Steve Wright, the great-grandnephew of Orville and Wilbur Wright, Alex Heckman speaks first on the home's history.
So they end up building this house partly to accommodate guests. Orville and Wilbur were paying out of their own pocket to put some of these famous guests up in hotels in downtown Dayton. So it was an opportunity to, you know, have a room, have a house with some bedrooms, some guest bedrooms, and some acreage. And so they purchased 17 acres of open land here in Oakwood in 1912 and ended up having this house professionally designed by a professional architectural firm. And then it was built during a period of about 2 years. Tragically, though, Wilbur Wright, the older brother, died several weeks before construction began on the house.
Let's go ahead and, before we do anything else, let's talk about what's taking place on April 24th.
Okay, on April 24th, Sunday afternoon from noon until 5, we have our third annual Wright at Home event. This is a open house at Hawthorne Hill, and it features the ability for people to walk through the house and learn all about the history of Hawthorne Hill and Orville Wright's time living here in Oakwood. And then we partner with the Oakwood Historical Society and offer walking tours of the surrounding neighborhood around one of Dayton's most well-known and wealthiest neighborhoods here.
And how often does an event like this happen?
This is just a once-a-year event. So Hawthorne Hill tours are available all year long on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but this open house, Wright at Home program, which features a lot of other special aspects, is only once a year, one day per year.
All right, and how can folks find out how they can become involved for that special day?
So the best thing to do is to call and purchase tickets in advance by calling the Carillon Park, our Dayton History offices, at 937-293-2841. And extension 127, or they can look us up on our website, daytonhistory.org.
When did the house become under the purview of Dayton History?
Dayton History partnered with the Wright Family Foundation starting in 2007 to conduct the tours, and then we received ownership of the house in 2013. So it's been a great relationship. The Wright Family Foundation, which is represented by Steve Wright, a great-grandnephew of the Wright brothers, is still involved actively in the house and fundraising for the perpetual care of the house and future renovation plans of the house.
So that leads me to you, Steve. Can you talk about how important this is, certainly for your family and their legacy here, but for the community as a whole?
Well, this house is really, we regard it as an ambassador for the community. It's a brick-and-mortar spokesperson, if you would, for our aviation heritage here in Dayton, which, of course, aviation's been a part of our history, and we're still living it now because of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and all the university research that's going on in the area. So we regard this house as part of a history that's still being told and still being lived right here in Dayton.
What's your earliest memories of the house? Were there still family here?
Well, no. My sister and I, when we were children, prior to 2007, probably only came to the house about three times in our entire lives. And those were on the occasions of my great-aunt Ivanette. On two occasions, I know, had 50th and 65th wedding anniversary celebrations here, and she simply called NCR and asked permission, and they allowed her to open the house for family and friends to come in. But we really didn't have that much access to the house during those years. And the day that we were handed the keys to the house back in 2007, my kids were exploring the house while I was down here talking to people, and they came down and asked me what the hatchway was in the attic. They'd been clear up to the attic and seen a hatch up above, and it was the opening to the widow's walk that allows you to see this beautiful view of Dayton. and I didn't even realize it was there. So, you know, new things were discovered just in recent history.
Coming here as a young person, what were your thoughts? Were you aware of this house's history in relation to your family?
Yes, the history of the Wright brothers, when my great aunts and uncles and my family got together, you know, on special occasions, we'd usually get together three or four times a year. And these great aunts and uncles who'd grown up with Uncle Orv and Uncle Will as their babysitters would begin to spin stories. And, of course, my sister and I were kids, and we didn't really listen that closely. We kick ourselves now for not having done so. But they would tell all kinds of stories about Uncle Will and Uncle Orv. And as often as not, they were stories of just little personal interest items, not really about Wilbur and Orville Wright, the famous aviators, more Wilbur and Orville Wright as their uncles who they adored.
All right, here's one from the rumor mill. Someone wants me to ask this. So they say they went through the house in the 70s, and the second floor walls were covered with bad press that Orville collected. Did they have a fondness for collecting those stories about them?
Well, there are some editorial cartoons in Orville's study that he collected, and those were cartoons that were contemporary to their fame and fortune, the times that they were flying in Europe and experimenting with the flying machine. And many of them are kind of derogatory because when they first started to explore this problem of human flight, they were very secretive about it for several reasons. But one of the reasons was simply because they didn't want people to regard them as being crazy. And that was a pretty common thread among a lot of these early experimenters in aviation. You would literally be regarded as crazy if it got out that you were doing these things. And these men had reputations to protect.
Did they have reputations as a bit eccentric or anything close to that?
I don't think they were overly eccentric. They were, you know, just regarded pretty average by their friends and by people in the neighborhood. I think they probably were a little more private than most kids. Wilbur and Orville spent a lot of time together because they thought the same and they just had the same interests. So it was a fairly close-knit family. They weren't hugely public. So, but aside from that, no, they were pretty normal people. And people remarked at how they could carry on a great conversation. They weren't by any means strange or none of the things that you might have heard about them being eccentric.
That's one of the things I was going to mention, you know, about this event is that the tours and the programs we do at Hawthorne Hill, we really try to shed some light into who Orville Wright was as a real human being, not just as this famous inventor or famous pilot. And so when Orville Wright dies in 1948, the executors of the estate only found one photograph in Orville's wallet, and it wasn't of the first flight. It wasn't of his sister or his parents or of he and his brother. It was a picture of his dog, Scipio. And the kicker is the dog had died over 25 years earlier. So he really had a connection to that dog. And I think anyone that's ever owned a dog or loved a dog can connect to that and relate to that. And that's just one example of how we try to bring his story to life, again, as a real human being, not just as this famous engineer, famous pilot.
How many visitors do you have each year?
In a given year, we average approximately 2,000 visitors for the tours that are conducted on Wednesdays and Saturdays year-round. For those tours, guests come up to the house from Carillon Park by shuttle van, basically like an airport shuttle-style vehicle. And it allows for some really nice interaction between the tour leader and the guests on the tour, and we get to share a lot of these wonderful stories. For the event coming up on the 24th of April, it will be set up such that it's a open house where people can move on their own from one room to the next, and we'll have a number of our staff members and volunteers sharing these stories. And we'll also have Steve Wright, the Wright's great-grandnephew here, partly to narrate some silent film footage that was recently digitized, some family films that, among other things, show some of the Wright descendants sledding on the hill here at Hawthorne Hill or having a Thanksgiving dinner in the dining room at the house. So it's really a great opportunity to enjoy a nice Sunday afternoon walk through history, both inside the house and through the neighborhood. So these types of stories and so much more will be offered during our Wright at Home program on Sunday, April the 24th. The event runs from noon until 5 p.m. Tickets are available at a discounted rate by calling Carillon Historical Park at 937-293-2841. Or certainly you can find out more information by visiting our website, daytonhistory.org.
Alex Heckman and Steve Wright, thanks for the tour today and good luck with your event on the 24th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.